Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Hi, yes.
Hi, Sherry. How are you doing today? Yeah, this is Jesse.
Hey, Jerry. Okay, I have my boyfriend on the line. He would like to speak with you, too.
Okay. I'm sorry. What is his name?
His name is Will. He's going to be... Yeah, thank you. I'm going to put him on the phone right now. He wants... I've been telling him that he needs to do this thing, and he's ready to do it if everything makes sense to him today. So I'm going to let him get on the phone. I'm going to click him in. Just tell me when you're ready, and I'll bring him on.
Okay. And, well, just before he comes on, we're doing this for the not for his business, right? We're doing it for the...
Well, I was hoping that if we could do... I want to do mine, and I want to do his. If we could do both today, I was hoping maybe you can help us get a deal. But I want to do one for my photo booth business, and he needs to do one for his tile business. He's a licensed tile contractor.
Right,
but
right.
His business is in Sacramento, California. San
Correct.
Francisco to Sacramento is all the areas he works, like all the Bay Area. And then I'm in Austin, Texas, so mm-hmm. I'll be servicing all of Austin. Locally, I'm not going to be working in no photo booth for Cali, just for Austin.
Okay, that's what I figured. And yeah, and I can get you guys a deal for both of them. So if you want to bring him on now, that's totally fine. I'm sorry, again, you said his name is William, right? Is that, or did I get that wrong?
It's Will.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect, Sherry. You can go ahead and bring him on.
Okay, thank you. Hey, babe.
No answer?
Hey. Yeah, he's here. He's on the line.
Hi, Will.
Good morning.
My name's Jesse. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Okay. Sherry and I have been talking for quite a while, like almost a year now. So I'm not sure if she's gone over anything or what questions you have, but, you know, what are you kind of wanting to know about the program right now?
I'm a tile contractor. I'm a mm-hmm. licensed tile contractor.
Correct.
I'm up here in I'm from the Bay Area, but I'm up here in the Sacramento area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the website works. I just wanted to know, what do you offer for contractors?
So that's a great question. So essentially, what I can do for both of you guys would be the same package. So you would get the same features and added things from it. And I can do, you know, a little bit of a rate reduction for doing two businesses. But essentially, Will, what that would include, it's going to be for the first page of the map section for up to 15 keyword phrases. So it's actually targeted marketing. So when somebody is needing your services in that moment, that you'll be popping up as a top recommended option there in the map section of Google. So, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the map section, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all, man. I'm a dinosaur.
Okay. What he's saying is, instead of those ads, you remember how I was telling you, instead of those ads, you're paying $300 for it? When someone goes online and they type in kitchen remodel or appliance remodel
or tile,
you know, floor remodel, tile remodel, whatever, you're going to pop up. That's what he's saying, like certain keywords. So he's saying 15 keywords. Is that right, Jesse?
For the map section. But if you're already paying for Google Ads, I can actually do something different that would include the Google Ads as well. So, I mean, Google Ads, they're really only profitable if you have somebody kind of managing them for you, because what we do with the Google Ads is we put them out at specific times of the day that people are most looking for your services. So $300 is a good starting budget for Google Ads. That's actually our minimum for the Google Ads. But the thing is, when you're doing them yourself, you're just kind of throwing them out and saying good luck and see what happens. But we know that those actual times of the day that your services are being searched the most, so you can actually generate some work from that. But that aside, the map section would be below that. So that's where there's the map. It has like the little red dots. Then there's usually a list of three businesses where you can click to call, you know, get directions, see a website, stuff like that. That would be the Google business profile that we would be taking and optimizing onto the first page. So That's
so he could be on the first page of Google, or
yes, correct.
What page would he come up on? On the first page. Okay, so, we're not interested in Google Ads. We're trying to get away from those kinds of things. We're only interested in like Facebook or social media ads if they're included. But we're not into that. We're not interested in that.
No.
Yes. Right now he's doing a lot of what was that you were using before Angie's List, like Thumbtack. We're trying to manage the ads on our own. So if we can get our website, so if he can get you on the first page of Google, you're going to be getting the calls directly instead of being charged every month for per lead. So that's why we need to do this.
Right, exactly. So that, I mean, you're taking the words out of my mouth. Google Ads, you know, it's just, they're kind of tricky, right? Because with Google Ads, you have to have kind of a big budget. You know, you can start at $300, but I mean, that's why you'll see more corporations in the Google Ads, because they can spend like thousands and thousands of dollars and just be there all the time, you know, and actually generate things from it. But it's a pay-per-click campaign. So when somebody clicks on your campaign, then you get charged for that. Where the Google Maps section is actually where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are happening. People generally skip right over the ads and go to the map section, and then you get those calls directly. So you're not paying per click, per lead, anything like that. It's that flat monthly rate. It stays that as long as you're with us. You know, so that's the benefit. But it does also include a sponsored ad campaign through Facebook. Then we do get you on the most popular directory listings like Bing. We'll get your company on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, because that is different programming with different search results, as well as a website. I can go ahead and include that for both of your companies. Normally our websites are an extra $300, but you know, I think after all this time, you guys deserve a website. So I'll throw that in for both of you. And then, it also does come with a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. We don't want you to just take our word for all of it. You know, it's a very easy system to operate. You know, even if you're not too tech savvy, we send you a video that you can kind of see everything going on, all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving on those particular keywords. You can even see the location of the searches that are performed. You'll have your website on the back end of it, as well as the Facebook ads that are running on there. So you'll be able to manage and see everything going on.
Okay, now check it out. Like I said, I'm from San Francisco, but I'm living up in Sacramento. So is that supposed to be all California, or is that going to be all Northern California, or is that going to be the Bay Area, or how does that work?
So that's a great question, actually, and I'm glad you brought that up. Well, do you know anybody? Well, okay, first off, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, so, and your licensing and insurance, I'm assuming that it's registered to your address there in San Francisco, right?
No, up here in Rancho Cordova.
Okay.
Where are you at? Located at?
We're in Orange County.
Oh, you're a southerner. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have family in San Francisco. I used to live in San Francisco. So I'm familiar. I don't know specifically where Rancho Cordova is.
That's Sacramento.
Okay, so, but you currently live in San Francisco, right?
No, I currently live
in Rancho Cordova.
And Rancho Cordova. So,
so your license and insurance, like your surety bond is, he's asking for the address. That's going to be the address in Rancho Cordova, which is Sacramento.
Okay, so here's the thing with the local listing. Is the local listing gives you about a 25-mile radius, okay? That is the one thing with the local listing, that the only way to expand that through Google itself would be with Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. Now, the Facebook ads that we run give you about a 50-mile radius, so you're able to target within those 50 miles any cities and zip codes that you're wanting to target there with those Facebook ads. But specifically for the local listing, it is a local listing. So within that 25-mile radius, you can target the specific cities and zip codes that you're wanting to target. Now, the Google ads do give you up to 50 miles. I know you're trying to get away from lead services, but Google Guaranteed is a lead service through Google itself that gives you exclusive leads and places you at the very top of Google. But The only thing as far as tile goes that even qualifies for is, it looks like Flooring Pro. And Flooring Pro leads, I mean, even without me looking at the lead costs, they're typically pretty pricey. Like Foundation Pro, Flooring Pro, those ones tend to be kind of up there. Like, you know, I mean, I can double check, but what I've seen mostly is they range from, you know, $50 to $150 a lead. You know, I mean, in the future, I would absolutely suggest that, but, at least to get started and get you optimized and start getting you guys some Google presence, that would be necessary even to do Google Guaranteed. It isn't available though for your business though, Sherry. So just so you know, the only other thing you could do as well would be Google Ads and the local listing. But Google Guaranteed is only available for certain areas and certain industries, and it's mostly like contractors. So it's not available for other industries yet. It's getting there. But, you know, again, I know you guys are trying to get away from the lead service, so I don't want to get too much into that, but I just want you guys to know your options. And, you know, I work here because I believe in transparency, right? Like, I'm 100% going to be transparent with you. I can say, though, you both are in pretty populated areas. So no matter what marketing you do on Google, you're going to get business. I mean, you're not, like, in the sticks, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Tell me this. I got another question. Since I'm here in Sacramento, you telling me just to do it in the 25-mile radius here?
Yes, correct.
What if I want to change that to the Bay Area?
So in order to change it to the Bay Area, it would have to be considered like a second location, and you would need to have an address in that area. If you want to do just the local listing.
He has an office in that area.
He has an office. Okay. So then my suggestion would be to at least get started and because you don't have a Google business profile yet, right, Will?
No, but we're trying to get one. So that's the question. Which area should he do it in? I don't think you should do it in Sac Bay because there's more money and most of your work comes out of the Bay, right? You don't want that Sacramento stuff only, right?
That is true.
So you need to just, if you can only do, either you can do both or you can do San Francisco and use your San Francisco business address. Because why would you use Sacramento? You really don't even like those jobs don't pay like what you like. That's not your pick. Even though that's convenient for you, you're going to pass up half those jobs if they don't want to pay.
Oh yeah, that's correct. So by me being in Rancho Cordova, can I use the San Francisco Bay Area?
You can if you have an address for that area. You just need an address that you can get, like, physical mail at. Are you able to get mail there?
Yeah, I got an address for you right now.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Go ahead.
What is the cost of this?
Okay, great question. So now for both of your businesses, normally they are $299 with a $99 setup fee, but I can reduce that to $249 for both. So I believe that's what I told you guys last time, and I'll honor that. So if you want to do $249, you can do those for both. Each of them would be $249. So it'd be like $499 to start.
Another question. Well, I'm losing my thoughts, Frank. What am I going to ask you? $500.
What is the monthly fee going to be for the maintenance of
Is there a monthly fee?
So it's $249 month to month. So that's a flat for each business. So that would be a flat monthly rate. I would have to set your accounts, obviously they're different businesses, they would be completely different, separate accounts. So, you know, one of the things I can do, don't tell my boss I told you this, okay, but what I can do is so I can set up your account, Sherry, and then I can call back Will so we're on separate lines. And set up his account and then use your account as a referral so that, when you're with us for 2 months, Sherry, you get, or when Will is with us for 2 months, then you get a month free. So I can use his as a referral for you. So at least in 2 months, you would get a free month. So
okay,
hopefully that would work.
He would need the 3 months because he's the one with the money.
Okay, well then I'll set up his account and then I'll call you back and then do you and then I can use you as a referral for him. So either way.
This is a question I wanted to ask. Now, how does that work? Do you take pictures? Do you take pictures of, do you need pictures from me or do you make standard pictures and tell them I do tile and marble services and that's how you do that, or what's the procedure for that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the reporting dashboard, you're able to send in photos. You also get the option to do that with your account management team. If you have work photos of your work, I would absolutely suggest to send that in. It's always better to be authentic per se. But if you don't have any photos, that's totally fine too. We can add stock photos until you get photos.
That's okay. I'm a tile contractor. I can do any tile project. I can do any of them. Now tell me,
okay.
Did you say Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
You say
yeah.
Facebook? You say you can put on Facebook? What do you think?
Yeah, so you get sponsored. Absolutely. You get sponsored Facebook ads. If you don't have a Facebook business profile, we can create one for you. But just so you know, as far as the Facebook business profile itself, we don't add content to that, but we create the ads and we add the content to that. Like if you have any videos, pictures, we can add all of that. We can also do that ourselves and, again, add stock photos. But as far as adding, like, updates and posts to your business Facebook, that's not something that we manage. We just create the Facebook for you if you don't have one and then manage and update the ads.
Do I need to be on Facebook, sir?
No. So you need a Facebook business profile. We can create that, but you don't really need to, like, do constant updates to it. I mean, yeah, it's pretty easy, you know, if you ever get a picture, just throw it on Facebook, you know. I mean, it's not something terribly difficult. I wouldn't say it's something you have to do as long as somebody can see that you're a business, that, you know, you have this ad, because they're all retargeted ads. So essentially when somebody looks for your services within your service area, and they go to their newsfeed, then your ad will be popping up there on their newsfeed.
That's what I want. I really don't want to be on Facebook, Sherry.
But that comes with it. It's free. It comes with it.
Yeah, it's just included. I would really suggest it, honestly, because the Facebook ads actually have a higher percent conversion across all industries, even more than Google ads. So that's why I usually suggest those first, because you're getting more bang for your buck.
Okay.
So the Facebook ads have a 9% conversion, where the Google ads actually only have a 4% conversion. So, any time you put your name out there where people are looking for your services, it's only going to help increase you getting business. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you, you know?
Okay. What was the other question? Facebook, would you say you need to verify my contractor's license?
No, not right now. So essentially what I would do with you, Will, is I'd go ahead and get some basics about the company. I would set you up for payment. Then I would go ahead and set you up for a client interview. Since I'm going to be doing the referral, I would just need your guys' client interviews to be separate. So it's just, and it's like a 20 to 30 minute call. So it's really just they're going to get more information about your company, nothing terribly difficult. You don't really need to be in front of a computer. They'll just start setting up the account. And then from 5 to 7 days, you both would get your the reporting dashboard as well as the directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you the Google Business Profile as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we get the Facebook ads up and running as well as getting the website completed. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything with that map section will begin to appear there on that first page. So just to kind of break it all down.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think, Sherry? Sherry? Okay. Where's she going? We lost her.
I thought I heard her. Sherry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I... He was just asking what you thought.
Oh yeah, I think it's a good thing. The monthly price, I don't remember it being $250 a month, but that's around what you were paying already. I know you're trying to get away from that, but it's better because you would be still getting, you're still going to be getting calls and your website all at once, and then you're getting the Facebook, the Facebook business page too. I mean, it's just important to have an online presence, so I think you need to do it to bring more money. It might be, I don't think you would need to do both. I don't think you're going to need to do this and Angie's List and Thumbtack and all of that.
Oh, no. Hey, man, no. You know what happens with Angie's List?
Yeah. I've heard a lot, but yeah, tell me about it.
I may get 5 calls, 6 calls.
Yeah.
People don't answer the phone.
Right.
I'm charged for it, $75 or $60 a call.
Wow.
If they don't never answer, I'm still charged. So, what's that? That's 5 calls times 50 or whatever, say $250, $300, and then they send you 5 more. Same thing happens. So I'm end up paying $1,000 with 2 leads.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
And then when you tell them you want to, hey, man, that's too late. Hey, man, some people never answer the phone. Can I get my credit back? Oh, no, sir, you can't get your credit back. Didn't you read the contract? So, hey, man, I've been spending an enormous amount of money on Angie's List, Thumbtack, and they got this new program called Network Systems. Have you heard of them?
I haven't heard of that, no.
That was okay, but every time you look around, man, they snatch money off your card. And you look around and say, why'd you snatch it off? Oh, we're just getting prepared for the next month. Hey, I don't want you just snatching that off. Call me and let me know if it's okay. Can you snatch it off? So, like Sherry did, hey, we'll just stop using them kind of people. And it's just ripping off so many people, man. They get so much money and they don't want to give you nothing back.
Yeah, I know.
So the guy, hey man, you calling me for swimming pool repair? I'm a tile contractor. Don't call me for that. Don't call me for no bricks. Hey, I need installations on ceramic tile or marble. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get set up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, Will, I hear this all the time. It's crazy what they do. Because, you know, essentially, really, at the end of the day, people are going to Google to look for your services. So, one, if somebody is going to Google to look for your services and then winding up on, you know, Home Advisor or Yelp or those directory listings, you know, you think about it, somebody's combing through the entire internet to get to you. Those people typically are only looking for kind of the best price. But also, they take those leads and they send them to multiple people. So if you don't chase that person then you lose out on that lead, and then you have to pay for it, like you said, without even sometimes even talking to a person. Where this will all be direct, right? Everything will come to you direct. You don't have to worry about chasing down your clients, nothing like that. And then you have your own online presence that you can generate that work yourself and build that brand awareness for your company. So, you know,
And sure, it's like the newspaper. When I'm in a newspaper, when people usually call you, they really want work done. But this stuff, man, it ain't working, man. I didn't get them people, man. I hate to tell you, I didn't probably get them people $10,000, man.
Wow. $10,000. Oh, we could have done, honestly, for, what is it? I could tell you right now, for the whole year, I could do it for $2,700 for the entire year, you know, with Google Ads. But even if you didn't want to do the Google Ads, I could do it for $2,500 for the whole year and save you some money still off of that $249 price, you know, for the entire year of marketing.
No, we ain't gonna give you $2,500 because that's all I got right now.
We still do have $1,300 and $700. Right, yeah, but I mean, just so you know, you could if you wanted to do 3 months or 6 months, we can do it for $700 or $1,300, and that still is, you know, saves you quite a bit of money. You know, I mean,
send me some leads, and I'll do that. No problem.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that. Okay. So, okay. Absolutely.
So you telling me you're going to be sending me leads, right?
Well, so people will be calling you directly. right? So it's not like a lead service in the sense that we're buying and selling leads to contractors. If you wanted, well, even with Google Guaranteed, there's still direct leads, like you're only paying for that lead. So any type of lead service itself, you're paying specifically for that lead. It's the way that you pay for that makes it different. Yeah, so this would be like whether you, you know, well, whether you get 50 calls or 500 calls, it's all the same price. So that's that flat monthly rate where it's never going to go up on you unless you add services. So it will stay that as long as you're with us.
Now, I could turn it on and off when I want to also, right?
So we do have things like seasonal pauses. You know, you can do them for, like, up to 3 months. But, you know, I would just continue.
What I meant by that, if I get, like, too many calls and I can't respond anymore, can I put it on pause for a minute? Or should I leave it on and just...
I mean, like I said, because we work with a lot of like seasonal contractors, so we do have what's called a seasonal pause, but because this isn't like a, you know, pay per lead service, I would suggest keeping it there. You know, because we're continuing to optimize you. Yeah. So, I mean, typically will people stay with us between 2 and 5 years? We've even had people that have been with us all 19 years we've been in business. So, I mean, you know, it's really, you're never going to hurt yourself. Plus, I don't know if you know, but any marketing you do is a tax write-off for yourself. So, you know, that's always a good thing, especially since it's taxes yesterday, right? So.
Let me tell you this to make you laugh. I work for a company out of Orange County.
Yeah.
And, being a black man, it was all Spanish guys from, I was in the union. Spanish guys. I'm the only black man.
Uh-huh.
And they came up here and after 3 or 4 months, they came up to me and said, "Hey, we gotta let you go." I said, "What's the problem?" "We got a new foreman, and he don't like black people, and he don't like white people." Now, I could have went back to my dispatcher because I was in the union, and they would have came and shut the whole job down. But I was busting my ass for that, and they couldn't say nothing to me about my performance. But anyway, I told them, "Hey, man, guess what? I ain't going to tell the dispatcher." That's what I'm saying to myself. I just told him this. "Hey, man, thanks a lot, man. I'm going to do this for myself. No problem." I just can't deal with that, man.
Yeah.
People just keep wanting to use racism, man. It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
What is the process to get this going? What I got to do?
Okay. Well, let me do this. Okay. Well, first off, what's your phone number, your personal phone number?
415-724-5747.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I just need to set up your account. So,
No problem.
It looks like that, it kind of sounds like Sherry might have us on hold. So I can set you up. I don't need to call you. I'll just set you up under a different account. So now, Will, your first name is Wilfred, right?
That's correct.
So it's just Willfred.
Yeah, right. You just put Will.
Okay.
Will.
Oh, well, I can put that you go by Will, but on your billing information, is it Wilfred or is it just Will?
Yes, it's Wilfred.
Okay. What's your last name?
The slave name is Carney.
Carney? Well, like the business? That makes sense. Okay. And what's the best email for you?
Will, W-I-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
Carney, Carney,
mm-hmm.
Kyle, Tile,
mm-hmm.
49, for about 49ers, at gmail.com.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, and then let's see, let me get this. So we'll use that address there in the Bay Area. What is that address that you have?
1509 Golden Gate Avenue.
Okay, San Francisco.
104. Soup 104.
Okay.
94115.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to get some basics here about the company, Will. Now, and anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So now you do have licensing and insurance. What are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I mean, 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Monday to Saturday, Monday through Sunday? Monday
Saturday.
Through Friday? Okay.
Saturday. Yeah.
Now, do you have a logo for the company, or would you like us to create you one?
Create me one.
Okay. Okay, and then... I'm sorry, what was that?
I was up at 3:30 this morning looking at the websites. Anyway,
oh, really?
Electrical.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I stayed in touch, you know. I mean, I would say.
No, she the one that had it. She the one that had it. I say,
yeah.
Oh, I got it from you. I said, how did you get it from me? I can't remember.
I think I called you first.
Yeah, you might have called me before.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I get so many marketing ads that when it's a really legit one, I turn them away. Because I get so many hocus-pocus, illegit marketing people. Now I'm going, oh, no, this is Google. Oh, I'm trying to get some more money. Oh, no, everybody's trying to get money. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else you need? What else you need?
Okay, so now, Will, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically what this is, it's totally optional, but it's a great tool. It's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. So it also does come with an app. It just, again, it helps you directly track the calls coming from Google itself, so you know everything that's coming through, you know, but it's totally optional.
How much is that?
It's anything I'm mentioning here is included, so it doesn't cost you anything additional.
Okay, so the people's going to call a number, and then I'm going to call that number to see who calls?
No, so it would be a number like listed on your Google Business profile. That's not this the 415 number, but it would be directed to that 415-724 number. And then most of the time people will give their personal number after they get in contact with that person. They find out where it's coming from, you know, but it helps you keep track of all the calls coming from Google. But it's totally optional. You don't have to do that. It's just a nice tool to have.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What you think, sir?
I think she put the phone down. Pretty sure.
Okay.
You can always change your mind.
I'm here.
Okay.
You say what?
I'm here. I'm working and listening.
Okay.
I'm working. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. So I have all the information I need from you. Well, let's go ahead and set up your client interview. I'll try to get you both in for today. Will, I can get you in.
What number are they going to call me from?
They're going to call you from the 877 number. So I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone, that 877-635-6225. Your account management team will always call you from that number, and they will always, you know, for the client interview or anything else, that's the number they'll call you from. So
let me write that number down.
Sure, go ahead.
It's okay. It's okay. I have it saved in my phone. I'm sending it to you now.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so now
because I got my phone, I got my phone set up where I don't have to block numbers or telemarketers. So
yeah.
Hopefully,
do you have T-Mobile?
Comes straight
through. Like T-Mobile just automatically does that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, you will set it up.
Well, okay. So for the client interview, I have one or two. So it's 20 to 30 minutes. It would be on the hour. Just allow that hour. So you can do 1 to 2, 2 to 3 Pacific time. Do you want to do one of those?
Do we,
We end right there. Would you say that again?
You can
do. What time do you want to do it today, baby?
Yeah, it's either 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. I have that available.
1 to 2.
Okay. So now just allow that call from 1 to 2. Will, it's not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. So I'll go ahead and put you in for that right now. 1 second. Okay. Okay. And so 1 second here.
It took a long time to get this client, didn't it?
Did we break the record?
I would actually say so. I've worked here about 3 years, and I've yet to, talk to somebody for a whole year. But you guys always seemed interested, so I always just figured I'd follow up and see when you were ready. I'm glad we can get everything started.
Okay.
So, okay, I'm going to schedule your client interview right now before it gets taken by anybody. 1 second.
No, let's get that going.
Okay.
Now, payment. How do I do the payment? I got to pay that today?
Yes. So, I'll start your payment, and then I'll have to set up a separate account so that you guys can get that referral, thing. So, I'm just setting up your account right now, and then payment, and then I'll be able to make Sherry's account for her business. So the payment, now 1 second here, let me see. So
I got to go to the bank and transfer some money.
Okay.
Could you hold on 1 second, sir? Somebody's blowing me up. Hold on just 1 second.
No, take your time.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm here, honey.
I'm going to have to send that money to you so you can pay for it on your card. Because my card's not working because I just got it out the bank yesterday. So I don't know why it's not working. But I was going to go to the bank to see why it wasn't working. But you guys called me before that. So I know in about an hour when I go to the bank, if my card is working, if it's not, I send you the money, you can pay for it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can pay for it, and you can send it to me, like PayPal or Venmo, Cash App or something.
I can't. My Cash App is not working. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, that's not working either.
That's not working.
Just go to Western Union, but I think your card is not working because it's a temporary card. It's only going to work for debit transactions, like POS. It's not going to work for credit. That's all they're going to tell you. You can call them and ask.
Will that work off debit? What's your first name again?
Jesse,
will that work off of debit?
Yeah, well, we take debit, credit, either one.
You can try it, babe. Give him your card number and let him know that it's debit. It might work because he just got a new account, and so he has a temporary card, so it hasn't been letting him use it. But the card is activated and everything, right, babe? You activated it?
Yeah, money in the account.
Okay, we can try.
Baby, when they gave it to me, it was activated.
Okay, it didn't have no sticker on it. It said call us number. Nothing.
No, they activated it right then.
Okay.
Because I was, that's the only way I could have put money in there. I had to have that car. So it was working at the bank.
Yeah, let them try it real quick. If it doesn't work, you can just send it to me. Western Union or
MoneyGram
or something.
Okay. You wait for me, Jesse?
Yeah. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover? A MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay. 5.
5459.
Okay.
5846.
Okay.
5816.
Okay.
6424.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1027.
Okay. And then the security code.
Is
103.
Okay, perfect. So I'm updating and processing the payment. Well, okay.
You need the
code? No. Well, it's the same. Is it a different one than the San Francisco address? Actually, I should have asked that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 95670.
And it's the Rancho Cordova. I know I'm not saying that right. The Rancho one,
Rancho,
right? The address.
Cordova. Yeah, okay. Rancho Cordova.
I know I'm not saying that right.
I was trying to twist it to me.
Yeah.
And you know the funny thing? The funny thing? You guys got more Rancho down there, and this is the only one we got up here.
I know.
You got
Rancho,
all the
Manga.
Ranchos down there.
There's so many ranchos here. What's the address though for the Rancho Cordova?
3600.
Uh huh.
That up the ATA.
Okay. Got that. And then I got the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So let me try and see if this will go through. And this is just for the first business for the 249, just so you know. So.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, Sherry's been a promoter, because she's been telling me, hey, get that. I said, I'm not tired of spending money. You need that.
You know, it really is about making your money work for you, right? So
yeah, she's been working for your team, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate both of you, and I know that I'm definitely, we're going to do what we can to make this work for you and, you know, make it worth it, you know? I mean, I always say it's about making your marketing dollars work smarter, not harder, right? So.
Hey, man, I'm not getting work. Man, don't you know I ain't had no work in three months?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm sitting around here paying this rent and running out of money. I done ran out of money, man. You ever run out of money, Jesse?
Yes, I have. I definitely have.
I'm running out, man.
So, you know, I find that when you do the right thing, you're always taken care of no matter what, right? Like, that's what I figured in life. You know, I mean, it may not be in your time or what you want, but when it's meant to be, it'll happen, right? And
it will, because
this might just be the right time for you, right? I mean, you know, maybe it just wasn't the right time a year ago, you know, and this will actually be totally be worth it. But you'll be making money. I mean, there's not a lack of work on Google to be had in San Francisco. I mean, I can actually tell you for right now.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me. I'm from San Francisco, man. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Let me come to San Francisco. I don't get no racism. It can be Chinese, whatever. Very rarely.
Yeah.
But up in Sacramento, man, I go up to these big homes, man. They say I'm a black man. Oh, your price is too high. Oh, you got a license? Yeah. Got insurance? Yeah. Oh, your price too high.
Yeah, that's.
Anyway,
I mean,
are you almost finished? Did that card go through?
Yes. So I just need two more things from you, okay? And it did go through. So I'm just going to read to you what's called a voice verification. I will have to do this again with Sherry since it's under a different account, but I'll try to make this as quick as possible. So thank you for choosing local. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Carnita.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Wilfred Carney, CEO, President, sole proprietor.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
That's correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Will, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Also, part of being actively involved in your campaign, a email will be sent to you and has been sent to you, and it says Google action needed, Google pictures for Google verification. So if you could reply to that email before your client interview, that will be super helpful in getting everything sped up. If you don't have everything, that's totally fine. Just send it what you can before your client interview today at 1. So I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, ask them this question, and you'll have to get they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
My mother's maiden name. Can't forget that.
And what was that?
Major.
Major. I love that. It's such a cool last name. okay, so now... Will, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Will, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date, of October 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 17th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, sir.
Okay.
They don't give you nothing back.
You know, well, and so just so you know, too, Will, we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This doesn't mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It's just to get the most added benefit from your position. But I've never seen anybody cancel on profit.
I'm gonna leave it in
there. Okay.
I'm gonna leave it in
there.
Okay,
perfect. So now,
it's like this. Just if I get 1 call a month, that'll help me.
Yeah.
I get 2, wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, there's been over 1,000 searches done for tile in your area, in the San Francisco area. So I'm pretty positive you'll get more than that. But I'm gonna send you a text message right now. It's just gonna be a link just by itself. If you could do me a favor and press on that link, that's just going to be everything that we discussed in writing. So let me know when you get that.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So this will take you to the page that it's Local Splash Terms of Experience. Take your time, look that over. It's, you know, what's included is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. Once you're done looking that over, just at the bottom, there's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay, so where they sign, what do you want me to do?
You just type out your name, and then you press confirm signature. And you also just need to press the white box.
White box.
It says above there.
Box?
It says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. Do you see that right above it? And then there's a little white box that you check off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Siri. You got me on. You trying?
Did it take you to a username and login?
On the same page, or?
Well, so are you still on that page, the terms of experience?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you press
the one I check and the one I sign?
Yeah, the one that you're signing right now, you typed out your name,
sure.
And then press confirm signature.
I did.
Okay. So did it take you to a username and login? Because it's not showing me that it went through yet.
I'm slow.
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay, it says confirm signature. I did that. And then it got an arrow that says sign. Oh, okay. There it goes. Now, what do you want me to go to?
So you just type out your name and then...
Right, I did that.
Press confirm signature right below that in the orange box.
It ain't doing it. It's not responding.
Okay, so... Did you press, so the box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card, if you press on that, it'll turn blue. Did you press on that?
Yeah, I did. I got a blue check there.
Okay, and your name is spelled correctly, right? Did you put in Wilfred?
Okay. Still no happening. What am I supposed to do now?
Okay. It should be... But your name is spelled correctly, right? You put in Wilfred?
I put in W-I-L-F-R-E-A-D.
W-I-L-L-F-R-E... Wait, say that one more time?
It's just one L.
Oh, it's just one L. Okay. Okay, I put it in for two L's. So let me correct that. That's what the problem is. Hold on. I'll correct that and resend it to you. 1 second.
Ben, do you want to send it to me and I can do it for you? Can you send it to me so I can get it for him?
Sure, 1 second. And I'll just have you sign yours as well, so... I'll send them both to you.
Okay.
Let me see.
Let her do all that, man. I gave you the money, man. Let her do all that. That's what she's raising this operation, man.
Yeah.
Give it to her.
Okay.
Make her work. On.
Okay. So sending you the link for him. And then I can go ahead and so when we update and process the payment, it X's out everything. But the last four digits. So I'll just go ahead and get the payment for Sherry's business, and then I can go ahead and go over all that information with her just like I did with you just now. I need to set up a client interview, do the voice verification, and have her sign her terms and conditions. So you can stay around if you want, Will. Or,
I don't
want to
stay around.
Okay, so let me just get the payment then for that business, and then I'll just go through all of that with her. So 1 second, let me set that up.
Well, look at you. You sound like a salesman. You don't get no payment.
Well, I figured you didn't want to just sit around and listen to all of it. So.
Well, you sound like my friend.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, you know what? I actually care. I don't do this because I don't care. Hey. I actually genuinely care. You know, you don't get that with a lot of people in life. So
I can knock on your door at your front door on a Sunday morning and say, hey, man, can you help me?
I mean, you know, if you want to come down to Orange County, sure. Yeah, that's
no,
not a problem.
No, I ain't coming away now. That's too far.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd love to. I was actually just recently thinking that I wanted to go up north. There's this cool pumpkin patch. I don't know if you have kids. But it's in Morgan Hills.
Is it happening there?
Yeah, it's in Morgan Hills. Yeah, and it's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. They have like, I don't know, it's a very elaborate pumpkin patch, and it's only like $35. I was thinking of going up there for that.
You know we got the biggest pumpkins in the world here, right?
Do you? Up north?
Yeah, in Half Moon Bay.
Okay, isn't that kind of near Santa Cruz, Half Moon Bay?
Right next to it.
Yeah, I've been there before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over the hill from San Mateo. Yes.
So, okay. 1 second. Sorry, just need to put this in real quick.
So you're going to use my card information to do that, right?
Yeah, okay, so I'll just get that from you. So it is MasterCard. What is the card number?
Oh, man, you want me to do that again?
I know. I'm sorry. When I press update, it X's it all out, so I can't see anything but the last 4 digits. So I'm sorry.
You can't remember all those numbers that I gave you?
You know, I wish I was like crazy like that. You know, that'd be cool to have like a, you know, a photographic memory or something. I can barely remember what I ate for breakfast.
But, yeah, okay. 5459.
Okay.
5846.
Okay.
5816. 6424. 1027.
Okay.
And security code is 1-0-3.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I got that. So we're all good. I'll just get all this information I need from Sherry now. So,
that's Rancho Cordova. You know that, right?
Yeah, the Rancho for the billing. Correct. Yeah, I have that.
For the bill.
Awesome. I have that here. And you know what, Will? I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. And Sherry, I want to congratulate both of you. I'm super excited to get this started for you guys. So just now, Will, look out for that client interview. They will be calling you from between 1 and 2, so you can get all of that set up there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, so Sherry... let's get this started for you.
I got
you,
a question for you. Hey, I got one more question.
Absolutely.
They're going to verify my contract license, right? They're saying.
So they are going to ask you definitely to send that in. So the Google Business Profile.
So they're going to ask me. Are they going to ask me for my liability insurance?
Most likely,
I got
yeah.
A bond. Okay, I got a bond with my license, so it's a bond on a license.
Okay. Okay.
What about the insurance? Do I have to have insurance too?
So it's always just
because
more helpful to have that.
It's two insurances. One is a bond. That's on a license.
Okay.
So that's bond and insured.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So it's always just more helpful to have that stuff, especially in places like California. You know, Google Business Profiles have changed their requirements.
What is it? What does he need?
Just send him whatever he can. So there was an email sent to him that has the pictures that he needs for the Google Business Profile. So it's going to be an email that says Google action needed, Google pictures for Google verification. So just take a look at that, and you'll be able to see what you need as far as the pictures needed. And they do ask for licensing and insurance. So.
Okay, so please, any emails you send to me, send them to her too, please.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'll be the one uploading this stuff. But you can just take screenshots of your stuff and send it to me, and I'll upload everything and get it completed.
Well, so all of the same emails, it'll be for your business specific, Sherry, but all the emails that will be sent to him will be sent to you as well. So it's all the same email.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gone. I got 30 minutes calling me. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So getting this in real quick. 1 second. Okay.
Okay. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was skipping in and out. I'm working too. So.
No, I figured. I mean. Yeah, no, you don't really need to be in there for all of it. So, I mean, as long as you heard what you needed to. So, but let me ask you too real quick. Now, as far as his account goes, I do have him set up to doing the client interview, but do you want me to put you as the authorized user for his account too? So, like, receiving the phone calls from clients, stuff like that, or do you want to leave him as that?
You can do both. Yeah, I can be on there too because I'm going to be helping him with that because it's going to be a lot for him when his phone starts ringing, like direct, because he's used to calling people when he's ready to sit down. So I'm probably going to have to be filtering the calls and calling back and scheduling estimates and stuff for him.